This Xbox Live, episode 11. This is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709. And, of course, with me, as always, is my good buddy, Bron.
Hello.
And I got also Kyle over here.
I'm not your good buddy.
You know you're not my good buddy.
And hey, at least you're not following up the rear.
You're my little buddy.
Little, taller than you.
Yeah, I'm definitely bigger than you are.
And then I'm also on the other side of me is my very well, nicely tanned buddy Rob.
That's right, and I'm your best buddy, and I'm bringing up
That's
the rear.
Right. Just not mine.
What up? Exactly. Don't go there.
You're not that good a friend. All right. Well, Rob, why don't you just take a minute and tell us where the heck were you last week? I hope you got a good excuse.
Oh, yeah. Fortunately, I had to miss the show last week because I was in sort of sunny Cancun on my honeymoon with my beautiful wife. And got a nice tan for a couple days. Unfortunately, the weather turned a little kind of overcast and rainy the past like 3 days. But, you know, we had a great time. The resort was amazing. And I don't know if I'm ready for real life again. You know, I really enjoyed the, you know, limitless food 24 hours a day along with the drinks and, you know, everybody doing everything for you. And also, I mean, it was all inclusive. And the thing that I'm going to have a big problem with is actually going to a restaurant and paying. You just get into this habit of you finish eating, you just leave. Well, I guess you could do that in real life, but, you know, they kind of chase you or something. But, yeah, it's good to be back. Good to be back.
Well, welcome back. Hopefully you brought some warm weather with you.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's it? That's all you did?
Pretty much.
Well, I mean, Wing said a good excuse, and all I heard was honeymoon. Yeah.
You put your honeymoon, your marriage in front of the show. You're out of here.
Occasionally.
Only when we got it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got to weigh everything, pros and cons.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, since you were gone, I guess we'll give you the honors of taking the first news story this week.
Yeah, a little bit of info from EA. What EA's Frank Gibeau, however you say it. Yeah, recently he told the fine folks over at Variety that Electronic Arts is planning sequels to Battlefield, Bad Company, and Army of Two. Then Dead Space executive producer Glenn Schofield. Also confirmed that a Dead Space sequel is in the works as well. I mean, there's a lot of sequels coming up here.
Well, Dead Space is a brand new IP, and you know they're going to do another one. It's like, for some reason, there's a lot of survivor horror, you know, games coming out, and it seems like a lot of people like it, which we'll, you know, where can go over that a little bit later. But Bad Company, I like. Now, the other one you mentioned, I had to let somebody else has to talk about it. I've never played it just because I was warned, but somebody else go over why on that one.
I played Army of Two. I think here's the biggest bad piece about the game is this is a co-op game. The game was designed to be co-op. So what did they do? They released it to a worldwide audience and said, well, all you in America, you can only co-op with each other. All of you in Europe and Asia, you can co-op with each other. But you can't co-op, if you're in the U.S., you can't co-op with your buddies in Europe. What a crock. And I remember getting on and seeing, look, I have friends that are in Europe that played, and I couldn't play with them. You know, and it's just, the game was not that good. I personally thought it was garbage. No, I would have reviewed it a lot worse than what most of the reviews gave it, but I can't see that thing warranting a sequel, but whatever.
What are they going to call it, Army of 2?
2.5.
No, there will be a colon
somewhere.
Two squared.
Army of four? Is it going to be four-player co-op? Region locked, of course.
Yeah, region locked.
It'll be like that Naked Gun. Army of 33 and a third, or...
Yeah, 22 and a half. It'll be Army of Two, colon, Lovers in Paradise. Because
yeah.
Isn't that the whole thing? Like, those guys are really, like, smacking each other and stuff?
Well, they do a little bit of that, so who knows?
Army of Two, colon, Hanky Panky.
And that also, I mean, Army of Two was the game where you go through the whole thing, and then you don't even get to finish it. You don't even get to take the final guy out. It's all...
Cutscene.
I was like, what?
Oh, that is
dumb. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Why am I playing if the computer's gonna take the guy out?
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
But that doesn't warrant it. Dead Space... Yes, it warrants a sequel, and of course, we knew Battlefield Bad Company's going to get one. Come on, it's EA and Battlefield, so.
Yeah.
But, cool.
Well, cool.
Kyle, what have you been doing this week? I think you got something you want to been chomping at the bit to tell us all about, aren't you?
Well, there's two things that I want to talk about, but first we'll talk about the good side of things, and we'll talk about... Fable 2, and Brun, you let me down. I have to say that you know, you put Rock Band above Fable 2, and which is good, you know, gotta have variety. But I was expecting to be able to co-op with you. So,
as much, I don't want to say as much. You guys told me get Rock Band 2. Well, not to get it, but. You guys kind of talked me into and got me excited, all excited about Rock Band 2. So, of course, I did that, and you spend $200, and if I told my wife I wanted to spend another $60, she probably would have killed me. So,
well, but eventually you need to get Fable 2, because I don't have any intention of selling this game. So, we'll call it.
No, I will. There's about 10 games that I would love to own. I just don't have time
right
to get
now. I'm looking at Dead Space and Far Cry 2. One I bought, one I rented. So...
Which one did you rent?
Dead Space.
I would have done the other way around.
It was already coming to me, so might as well buy the other. But we'll talk about the game that the majority of the time I've been playing. In pretty much the 2.5 days I've had it, Fable 2, that is, I've played it for about 13 to 14 hours.
Wow.
And... sacrificed a lot of time doing other things that might have been more important, but that's okay. Can't fix the past. And first of all, the game's awesome. I just have to put that out there. It's unbelievable. The graphics and the improvements from Fable. And if you played Fable and played through it, it kind of is completely different, but also, like, your whole skill set and your it introduced guns into the game, and I think it was very good the way they made that transition. And also, pretty much all your spells are the same. They added some more, but, like, my favorite was the swords that you can spawn, and they attack people. That's my favorite. But the opening cutscene, I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. If you haven't, I can link you real fast.
Bird poop?
Yes. So you have seen it. Wing and Rob, have you seen this opening cutscene yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
I have no interest in the game, so.
Well.
No, I have.
Okay.
I have no interest in this game.
You might have no interest in it, but you can appreciate the way this thing looks. Brun, I'm pretty sure you can testify that this opening cutscene looks amazing. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's cool. No, it's cool.
Okay. Because first, when I first put in the game and I decided that I was going to go the male route, it started and, you know, it showed this bird flying around and I was like, you got to be joking me. Like, this is ridiculous. And all the cutscenes look this way, and I'm sending you guys a link right now to check it out. But This is in that's in standard definition, and I'll include the this link in my review that I'll post on this Xbox Live. Probably by the time the show's out, it'll be up there. But you get in, and it's very fun. I mean, it's Fable, but dramatically improved. Awesome graphics. And my box has had a pretty hard time getting these to load very well. It's a little laggy, but that might be to do with the issue that I'm currently having with my box, which I'll discuss later in the show. But overall, if you are a Fable fanboy or played Fable and slightly enjoyed it, this game's for you. I've read some reviews on it, and the majority of people saying that it the majority of people are bashing co-op. Now, I haven't bashed or I haven't played co-op. But one thing I do find kind of weird is that I'll be playing I was playing this game, and Newborn, who we've played with Forza 2, and he's amazing at creating skins for cars and stuff like that. I assume picked up the game, and I was just walking around in the city, and all of a sudden, off in the distance, I see this glowing Bears logo, and it's kind of just like flying around, and I'm like, "What is that?" And his gamer picture is the Chicago Bears, and it's just basically just like flying around through the city, and I'm like, "What?" So I went up to it, and you can interact with this orb, they call it. And basically, from there, you can see his stats. You could give him something, and it was an achievement. So I didn't give him something because I was really freaked out about what this thing was to begin with. But later on down the road, I found another orb from friends playing, and I gave him like a rusty necklace or something like that just to get the 10 achievement points. But
That's kind of cool that, as far as I always heard, it was just going to be an orb. But that's cool that it has like the
You,
gamer
yeah,
tag in it.
it doesn't show the gamer tag, but unless you're like right up next to it. And I think
Oh, that's
it's
still cool.
weird because then on another orb, it had little headset, like the speaker thing, like they're almost trying to talk to me. And I don't know how all that works. I think the orb has to do with where they're at in the city. So I'm in the same city as they are in their game. And so that's why I'm seeing them. So,
Yeah, it's like right, you're right, actually right next to him in the same game.
I assume that's how it is. And then it's fairly instant for the gift. You just go through what you want and then what you want to give them. And then it's like, user has received their gift via Xbox Live. And I think that's pretty amazing that they can keep. I'm sure it's delayed a little bit. But the way the orbs are moving around, it seems very fluid, and it's pretty cool. Anyways, going on. Another thing that they bashed it about was, well, let me explain why they bashed it on the co-op. Is from what I understand that you can't take your character into somebody else's game, and play with them, which kind of makes sense and kind of stinks. Because Brun, let's say you get the game for Christmas, so 2 months from now, I'll have leveled up my guy and have like 5-star spells all the way down, physique all the way up. So what prevents me from going into your game and just basically walking? You just have to tag along behind me. I let you get all the experience, and I just have, cast spells everywhere and just kill everybody, just completely obliterate everyone. And that way you just walk through the game, basically. I mean, I could see how that would take away from the game for you. And I'm sure people would do that.
Well, if I wanted to do it, though, I should be able to
Yeah,
do
I
it.
mean, true, but I think, there's pros and cons. I don't think I think they are smarter than people give them credit for. I mean, they wouldn't just not do that because if they can have an orb update over Xbox Live and fly around through the same city that you're in because they're on your friends list, then they can put your character in somebody else's game. So That's the only bad thing. And by the way, I think off the orb you can join their game just automatically. Other than that, cutscenes look amazing. Wing even admit that the standard definition version looked really, really good. It looks awesome in high def. I'm like, wow, this is so good. There's only a couple cutscenes that I've come across, and I'm pretty much done with the game. I'm going after the bad guy right now. And the other thing that they knocked it about, just one last thing, was that it didn't have a dedicated like story, or you couldn't really follow the story a lot. But Fable is more of an open world game. I mean, it even tells you in parts of the game, you need to do all, take care of your family, do this before getting ready to do this because you're going to be gone for a long time. So it's hard to have a set story mode in an open world game, in my opinion. The story kind of is weird a little bit because it just kind of jumps from people to people. But overall, I think it's very well made. I'm writing my review right now, and I would have to say it's a 9.5, only because it's a little laggy. But everything else, the graphics are awesome. Gameplay is just as, I mean, two times, three times better than the first Fable. And Fable's gameplay was very good, I thought. Just everything has been upgraded. I think Lionsgate, right?
Lion's head.
Lion's Head, whatever. I had it right.
Lion head, yeah.
I think they did a very good job. I think that the game lives up, in my opinion, to the hype. And it's a must buy for any RPG loving people this Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I know somebody that's got it right now. When he finishes it, I'll probably try to borrow his, but he's a big Fable person. I think he's trying to crank that one out so he can go get Fallout 3, but.
Yeah. I'm trying to crank my game out, and then I'm gonna go through on the opposite sex and play as evil. So I'm playing through on the male character on good, complete good, pure and all that stuff. And then I'm gonna go back with the female character and play horrible to people.
Yeah, that's the way to do
So
it. Make the
Kyle,
females all mean.
yes.
when you're playing as a chick, are you gonna get married and have babies?
Sure.
That's just wrong.
Why is that wrong?
If you have to ask, I'll
Well,
just
I
leave it at
will
that.
say that there are a couple of interesting people in the game. Like if you click on their information, there are a couple gay people in there, and it's kind of weird getting hit on by a guy when I'm a guy, so it's interesting.
I heard that I gotta relay this real quick because I was listening to 360 Fanboys podcast and they were talking about this game and one of the guys I cracked up laughing so hard when I was driving. The guy was talking that you can get excuse me, STDs in the game and that it keeps track of your STDs. So like when people click on your little orb, I guess, to get information about your character, they can see how many times you've asked for sex, how
Right.
many STDs you've got.
That's part of the
And
stats. That's part of the stats.
well, the funny thing is the other guys asked him, said, "Okay, so did you get any STDs?" And he's like, "What, in the game? No."
No.
And they just started laughing, and then it finally clued into him what he said. But in the game,
That's
no,
funny.
not in the game. I thought I was going to drive myself off the road.
That is pretty funny.
I was like, okay.
Well,
But.
cool.
All right.
That it sounds, I mean, I'm excited to play it. I just don't have the spare stuff to throw around right now with Christmas coming and everything, and That's what we're doing now, getting ready for Christmas shopping and all that fun stuff. But, cool. Is that all you had?
That was pretty much it for a full review. Be sure to check out the site, thisxboxlife.com, and I'll have it up by the time this show's posted. So hopefully I'll have the game finished by then. I'm pretty close, I would say. So.
All right.
Cool, man.
Well, since you're finished, I'm going to jump in here and find out what you guys think about some censorship coming to Xbox Woo-hoo! Live. Is it wanted or not wanted? Because reading into this, it looks like, you know, Microsoft has patented an audio censoring technology with, you know, that they would obviously use for Xbox Live. It covers real-time and batch analysis of audio data streams with the ability to render undesired words or phrases unintelligible or inaudible. So, as we're talking, the way I take it is as you're talking, if I say any, let's say, obscene word.
Off color.
It would either mumble it out. Yeah, it'd either mumble it out or it would just completely cut it out. Which, if it can do that live, real time, man, that's killer. Or what they're going to do, I was wondering if they'd stick like a delay on there, but you can't do that.
No, they couldn't delay it more than it already is.
Yeah, that wouldn't make it tough for, you know, your gaming. You got to communicate with each other.
Yeah, I was going to say that'd be weird. But it'd be really cool that I don't have to, you know, destroy somebody at COD4 and get in the room and they're like, you know, blah, 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 just yelling out names and just like, you're lucky Xbox Live's between me and you right now, or I'd snap your neck. But, you know.
Well, that's pretty, pretty good.
I'm liking it. I'm looking forward to not having to hear, you know, all the racist comments. And
that's
know,
the thing that kills me.
Oh, I know. I don't mind people cussing and swearing, but what's the need to be hateful towards people?
Right.
Especially, you know, it's like, I don't even know if there are any people of different races in the room. How do you know? I mean, sometimes you can't tell. And what's it matter?
Just... The one that drives me nuts is people that go around just call everybody gay.
Yeah.
But they use other words, let's say.
Yeah.
That's about the nicest way I could put it. But, you know, I got Brandon, and, you know, I'm playing in a room and Brandon's in that room. And this, you know, you got some guy calling some kid. You can tell he's a kid. You know, sitting there calling, that kid doesn't know what he's saying. You know, couldn't know what he's saying to him sometimes. But it's just like, are you kidding me? It's just one time, it would be funny to bump into somebody one day and be like, hey, you're that guy that was yelling at me in live. Come here.
Yeah.
But it's just, I kind of think it's going to be cool, too.
Yeah, because there's a couple of ways you can look at it. I mean, you can think of it like being censorship. Oh, you know, people can't say certain things. You know, they're being limited. But at the same time, you can look at it as it's improving the experience of Xbox Live when there's people out there that are immature and they might want to ruin it for others.
Well, people are going to throw out the whole, well, this is against the First Amendment, but
it's a service.
If you read the...
This is a service.
Yeah, if you read the little agreement that you signed for Xbox Live, you know, it's going to be in there that you guys aren't supposed to use profanity
right.
or anything like that.
No hate
and I think
speech.
It's more of to protect minors than it is to... That's what I think it's more probably for, but it doesn't bother me. It's going to bother the people that
want to
cuss
yeah.
a lot. Sometimes I do. I can't say that I haven't cussed before, but... You know, it would be nice if I did say it, if it would cut it out and bleep it out, because, you know, just the proper thing to do, I guess. But, you know, everybody gets mad once in a while, but I don't go around and call other people names and stuff.
I don't know why you get mad. I just don't see the point of that, Bron.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wing.
You need to be calm,
Wing,
cool,
Wing,
and
I have
collected.
To take your calm training that you take, because... You never seem to get mad.
Never get riled.
No.
Nope.
It's just a video game.
Yeah, it's just a, yeah, woosa, grabbing my earlobes.
Yeah. Goosraba. I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Did you guys see that story yesterday or today. I don't know when it was. PlayStation, Sony's going to be doing that recording or something like that. I just skimmed the story real quick. Something
The
about
screen grab and video uploading to YouTube.
No, I thought it was their voice on the PlayStation Network. All the communications, they can record them or something like that.
Oh yeah, in
Oh,
2.5,
yeah.
there was a deal that said that the terms of use
Yeah, that's it.
changed, and so you
They're
had to
getting
accept it. And
Yep,
I
yep.
accepted it, but inside the terms of use, it says that Sony has the right to record your conversations and do something
Use them
to them. It
against
was
you.
something really weird.
Use them against you in a court of law.
Yeah, why not? That's pretty typical anytime you're doing any. Because you got to think that your voice, well, I don't know how it is for the PS3, but for Microsoft's concern, when you are talking over Xbox Live, you're going through their
Their network.
service and stuff. So if you're planning to attack something or someone, and using Xbox Live to communicate, does that make Xbox Live liable in any case? But if they're recording it, maybe it's like, to stop that stuff, I guess, but
Well, they've actually, I don't think they recorded it, but I know people. Somebody on live turned in somebody that this kid said he was going to do something to their school or something like that.
school,
Yeah,
yeah.
and it turned out to be real. They
Yeah.
actually arrested the kid, and it
Yeah,
was.
and they went back to his conversation, I think.
Well, I didn't know
I
if
think they did
they
record it,
did
actually.
that. I didn't know if they had the ability to do it, but.
Yeah, I think they do, actually. Huh. That's once again, it's just nobody's really going to worry about it unless you're the people that are, breaking the law, let's say. But
Right. I mean, I
or
think
did you
it.
guys?
I was just thinking about this, but Wing, didn't you report, maybe like an episode or two ago that they still haven't released like some big things that are supposed to come out for the new Xbox experience? This is probably one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, 'cause they.
I don't think this is going to be out that quick.
Well, but it. I remember reading the article and it said that they requested for a patent in 2004 and it just got approved.
Right.
So they all that time they probably were working on it. So I don't know. I don't know. But I think that would be pretty cool to be like, "Oh, here's
Could
the new
be.
Xbox experience." And yeah, you don't get prime time or other features at launch, but here's automatic censoring. Enjoy.
Yeah, so when we're in our party, we can be like, "Man, this is cool."
Bleep, bleep.
And that'd be
Where's
cool to
my
like
beep,
set
bleep,
like what it says in place of what that guy's saying.
bleep? Where's my lovely avatars?
Replace it with a fart sound. You're a piece of.
This
But
game
now,
is
if they do that,
swell.
don't they have to preface it with where that this the following word has been placed here by Microsoft. Lovely. And then continue what you said, you know? I
Or like the CDs with the
think
radio
they'd have to do
edit.
that.
Yeah.
This
They're doing that
radio
and did you guys have you
edit.
noticed that in Rock Band and in Rock Band 2? That like what's her name? The Alanis Morissette song is heavily edited
Yeah.
along with a
I was
few
thinking
others.
my when I had to sing, because a little rule in our house here is if you want to play Rock Band 2, you have to sing a song. So I chose like My Own Worst Enemy or something like that, and I was singing the cuss words that weren't there.
Yeah.
And the boys are looking at me. I'm like, sorry.
It's the way you know the song, yep.
Yeah, it's the way I know the song.
So. Alrighty. Well, anything else on censorship?
Nope. On to you.
All right. Well, la la la. Let me clear my throat again. I'm gonna go into give you guys kind of a quick rundown of my review of Dead Space. I've been playing it, well, I think about 4 days now, maybe 3, 4 days. And the game itself's gotten a lot of reviews from, all the bigwigs, and it's getting very good reviews. And I would say the game's pretty decent. I like it. I think one of the things that it's been kind of compared to, I've heard a lot, is that it's like BioShock with the story. I would say yes and no. If you've played BioShock, you're going to see a lot of things in this game that will remind you of BioShock, with like the log files, the audio files you pick up, there's video files you pick up and stuff, and you're seeing stuff that happened in the past, just kind of like in BioShock. As for the overall story, I think the overall story at this point is kind of weak, because it just seems like if you've seen the movie Alien, Aliens, and Event Horizon, it's kind of you kind of get the feeling like you've already seen this or heard the story before, but not too bad. It's not too bad. It's a pretty good story, and I do have a feeling that it's going to change in a big way before too long. And my understanding is there's a pretty big twist at the end. The visuals are really good. You get these special powers, kind of again like BioShock with the plasmids, but here you only have like two. You get telekinesis and stasis powers, I think is what they call it. A couple things I really think are really cool about the game is they have zero gravity environments and decompressed environments. And then there's times where the two are the same, and it makes it real interesting. Like for when you're in a decompressed environment, your suit is pressurized, but you only have so much oxygen. So, and there's a little timer that shows up on his back. And speaking of the little timer on his back, there's no HUD in the game, which is really cool. Your life, there's this bar going up across the back of your suit. It kind of gives you your health bar. You'll see a little stasis meter. And then when you're in the oxygen, you'll see a little timer at the top of your suit kicks on. And what's really nice is it really does kind of put you into the game, because there's times I forget to look at that. I find myself, oh, what's my health at? Because you're so busy looking around in the environment and you don't notice these HUDs with all these numbers, that it definitely does its job of what they wanted to do. And I think that's really cool. It kind of sucks because, like, earlier tonight I was like, oh crap, I only got this little red piece, little tiny red bar of health. But you get some audio clues. Your guy will kind of start to walk funny, and he'll breathe really heavy when his health is down. So you do have that in case you miss it. But real nice touch. I really like that. It definitely keeps you in the game. Another nice thing is the ship is huge, and you could get lost because there's lots of doors. But what they've done is, if you right click or if you press down on your right thumbstick, it gives you like a little line, kind of shows you which direction you're supposed to go. So you can just kind of keep going and just hit your line. Yep, I'm going the right direction. And if you do get lost, very nice touch. I personally, I like that. I don't want to waste my time getting lost. Another good thing, tons and tons of save points in this game. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love it. Too many games nowadays, it's like you got to go like through the whole level to get to a save point or something. There are save points automatically in the game, and you don't even know it until you die, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna have to go back to my save point. No, you go right back to the door you just walked in. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then you can save whenever you want. Lots of save points for you. I think another thing I kind of don't like is, but it's not that big of a deal, is your viewpoint. It's like a third-person shooter, and it kind of reminds me of Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter. Yet, and I think the difference that I'm having here, the problem I have is, I think your character takes up more of the screen than what I recall from GRA. And it's like the way you can spin the camera around, you can spin the camera around so you're looking at the front of your character, and then the other stick moves your character around. So I think there's just kind of an issue with that. And sometimes, dude, monsters will come up from behind you. They don't always come from the front. And a lot of times you're getting hit, and you're trying to figure out where they're at, and so it can get kind of crazy with the way the camera works. But it's not really that bad, but it can be kind of a troublesome at times. The audio on this game is out of this world. You've got to play this game with the lights off and the sound turned up, plain and simple. And It's creepy. It's not going to scare you. You will jump at points. And what really creeps you out is like, you're going down and you're hearing metal creaking. You're hearing things, asteroids bounce off the ship. You're hearing things crawl through the vents. All kinds of noises and stuff you hear. The audio on this game is amazing. So definitely turn the lights off, turn the sound up. You will love it. I give the game 4 out of 5 stars. I don't think it's perfect, but it's really good. Right now, I just gave it one less just because I think the story at this moment is not as strong as like a BioShock. But that could change. I just finished level 5 before we were recording. There's 12 chapters to the game, and I've done 5 of them so far. And it's definitely picking up. I actually got through to level 5 before dying, and then in the 5th chapter, I died quite a few times at the one spot, so because I was just surrounded by all these monsters, and it took me a while to figure out, how to get past it. But good game. I highly recommend it, a rental. I don't call it a buy because it is a single player game only, so be aware of that. And it is definitely M-rated. There is lots of blood and gore in this game. A lot. I think this is the most I've ever seen. I've been like, I was sitting there tonight going, oh man, that's just nasty and gross. My character got decapitated. I've been cut in half. I mean, it's gross. It's pretty
Worse than
gross.
Gears of War?
Yes. Well,
On par?
thing with Gears of War is it's like you saw the. It had its pretty gross moments too, but I don't know. I think the chainsaw was gross, but that's pretty much about it with Gears. This one, you're getting. I mean, to see your guy get decapitated and then just ripped in half, and the different ways your character can get killed is pretty brutal. I'd have to say this is a little bit more gorier than Gears of War. Just because there's a lot more ways to die than just getting cut in half with a chainsaw.
Sweet.
So, yeah, you don't want your kids, little kids, watching this. It's definitely M-rated for a reason.
So their sequel that they've announced, you think it'll be co-op?
I would hope so.
Do you think it needs co-op? Or does that take it
No,
away take
I.
away from it? 'Cause it is
It's
supposed to be.
a horror game. It's
Yeah.
you're not gonna. It's You take the horror out of it if you got a buddy with you.
All right. That's what I mean, it'll take away from it, but
If they
sounds really cool though.
want to keep the horror type of game, I mean, if they're expanding on the universe, they could always expand on the universe and do like a co-op type of shooter and kind of get away from the horror but still stay in the same universe, and that might be cool, something different. And I actually might like that better than another horror game, of the same, Dead Space 2, it's just going to be more of the same.
Right.
So I think, personally, yeah, I'd like to see like, co-op, maybe not make it horror, but you just got a bunch of baddies in space, I think would be cool. It's a must rent. I do highly recommend playing this game. It's just, but I think I can't see myself going through it a second time. I don't see why you would. But I don't know. I'll have to see. I gotta wait till I get through the whole thing. Maybe there'll be a reason to play it again. But I only played BioShock once, and I can't see myself playing this again, even though it is good. That's it.
Sounds like fun. I'm definitely gonna have to play it.
So winged
And
it.
you can see I do have a full review on this XboxLife.com, as well as a full review of the amazing Rock Revolution.
I was just gonna say, where's your review of Rock Revolution? Have you already sent it back?
Yeah, I already sent it
Wow.
back. Dude, I got it because there were some songs that I wanted to play. And real quick, I will give this about Rock Revolution. They've got some amazing covers. Some of those songs, I would swear, are the real artists. There's a couple that I would swear are the real artists. I only heard one song that wasn't a very good cover, but it still didn't sound bad. But I've heard, it was one of those songs that are in like, Rock Band. I played so many times, so I'm familiar with the real artist. And this one was just way off, but it, all the others, they got people that sounded so close. It was, you know, and there was some good music, but the visuals were really bad. The fretboard is horrible. I sent all you guys a message the night I was playing it. I didn't think I'd get to play more than the f I was playing for like 10 minutes, and it was already giving me a really bad headache, unlike anything I'd ever had before. And I didn't think I'd get to keep playing it. Now, eventually, I kind of adjusted to it, but it sucks. It's not a good game. I don't recommend getting it. And there's a full review on it there too. It's not all that bad. I mean, it's cheaper price. It's, you know, but it's no Rock Band or Guitar Hero. You might as well spend the extra money and get Rock Band 2 or Guitar Hero World Tour. So,
Is it like getting a
because of the cheaper
generic
price.
versus is it like getting a generic versus the real deal?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I would say yes because there's no vocals in the game. They don't have any vocals. It's guitar. They don't even have their own guitar. They didn't make a guitar, which I guess it makes sense because there's plenty of guitars out there and everybody's probably got one already. But get this, they have their own drum kit, which looks like super retarded, but my understanding is it doesn't even come out till next month, yet the game's
That is
already out.
correct. It comes out sometime mid-October.
We're already mid-October. We're
Or mid-November, sorry.
mid-November,
Sorry.
right? Yeah, it's like a month after the game comes out, they're going to release their drum set. Like,
Awesome.
what's the point, you
I'm
know?
gonna go by that.
So, yeah, oh, it looks
And
retarded.
on 360 Voice, which has become quite popular over the last year or so, I did a search for Rock Revolution to see how many people had played it at least once. And how many people do you think have played Rock Revolution on through that are registered members on 360 Voice? Any
Wingman 709. One.
guesses?
Just me.
One.
Woohoo!
Seriously though.
200.
Okay. Rob, Wing already knows the answer.
I'd say probably about
Guess.
75, maybe. 75?
What?
75.
I counted. I got it. I got it now after you said it twice. Sounded like you said Tony Hawk for some reason. I don't know why. But there was a grand total from when I checked it a couple days ago that I think it was 2 days after release that there were 84 people playing Rock Revolution that are registered members of 360 Voice. And Wing, you didn't
Awesome.
mention that there is absolutely no online play.
Oh yeah. There's a ton of online achievements and there's not a single person online playing this game. I went and tried to do quick match for ranked match. I tried to do versus co-op, ranked player matches. I did quick searches. I created matches to see if anybody would jump into mine. There's absolutely no online out there. Nobody's playing this game. So there's basically achievements that you cannot get. And there's quite a few that are like you have to win five versus matches in a row, 10 in a row, and I'm like, I can't even get to play one.
Yeah.
So
But I wonder, I really actually would kind of like to see how much this game sold. MPD will release that, right? Or no?
it's gonna be brutal, I think.
yeah, it won't be very high.
Well, I'd imagine that, but I would like to see. It's kind of like I can't remember who sent it out, but I think it was Wing that Wii Music sold two copies in Miami.
In
Or
Houston,
Houston.
Texas.
Houston, sorry.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Two copies.
So it's kind of like
They're drumming together.
that.
Do 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 do
Wait, they can't. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But
Oh yeah, that's right. Maybe those four people can get together and swap their Wii codes, friend codes.
they should give those people a prize or something. But
Yeah.
anyways, I thought that was kind of funny. But it was kind of like the same thing. I'd like to see the numbers. I would imagine that it didn't sell at all very well, and they probably lost money, a lot of money.
My guess is they're putting it out now to try to get they're gonna sucker some people into, you know, when they're going to buy Rock Band or Guitar Hero for their kid for Christmas, they're gonna go, oh, here's Rock Revolution. Ooh, it's cheaper. Let's just get this one.
Yeah.
That's where they're gonna get their sales, man,
That's
because,
probably right. Yeah, that's a good point.
you know, like I said, I knew it. I figured it was gonna suck, and I'd seen the screenshots of that fretboard, and I'm like, that's gonna be stupid. But there was a couple songs I just wanted to play them, you know. And I tell you, by it was last night that I was playing, and I'm like, I figured, okay, there's 40 songs on the disc, and the way they did their laid out their career path, I'm like, okay, I know there's only like three more songs. And I tell you what, if it didn't end that career at that point, I was still mailing it back because I'm like, I cannot stand to play this anymore. It just it wasn't even fun. I'm like, this is I
Did
played the songs I wanted. I'm out of here.
you go back to Rock Band 2
Wow.
immediately and like refresh yourself?
No, I just went in
Dead Space.
started went back to Dead Space.
Gotcha.
'Cause I'm getting Guitar Hero World Tour this weekend, so.
Dude, midnight release.
Midnight release, I'm
All
there.
right, good.
My store's open.
Yeah. We're doing it.
Be my first midnight release.
Yep, me too. High five. E5.
Yeah. Woo!
E5. So, are we on to your dilemma?
Yes, it is a very saddening dilemma that almost had me break out in tears.
Oh.
My old faithful is starting to croak on me. Yes, I'm talking
Your
about
launch system.
it's not very happy. Basically, to make a long story even longer, I had been, since my brother got a 360, I had been carting around my hard drive from my house to my dorm. And just one time I put the Xbox in, and can't remember if it was on or not, but I put the hard drive in. It could have been on when I accidentally put it in, and that just caused a whole lot of problems. There's just that it for some reason it's not red ringed. It's a hardware failure. It just gave me an error last night. So that would have been Wednesday night, where it said had a bunch of different languages and gave me like an error code. I think it was like E60 or something like that. But and it had like the one bottom quadrant of red like lighting up. The thing is that it doesn't do that every time. It like tries to load, and it seems like the processor is trying to get the hard drive to spin, but for some reason it's preventing it can't get it to spin. But if I lightly tap the 360, it boots just fine right into the game. So it's a weird deal, and I don't know what's going on. So I was like, okay, basically here's two options. This is an easy one to troubleshoot. I've lived my life off troubleshooting because I've had so many problems with so many electronics over the past 9 years that it's just been ridiculous. So I was like, all right, it's either my hard drive or my Xbox. So I was going home anyways to Thursday. So decided, all right, I'm going to take my hard drive back to normal, plug it into my brother's brand new 360 and see what happens. Lo and behold, boots right up to the hard drive. And what's kind of weird too is I didn't let him see this, but I put Fable 2 in and it came up and said like, please insert an Xbox 3 or please insert this disc into an Xbox 360 console. Gave me that error message. It was weird. And so I restarted the Xbox and started back up, and it came up fine. But with my hard drive inside of my Xbox, it basically would try, but nothing would come up onto the screen. Then I lightly tap it, boots just fine right into the game, no problems. So, obviously, having tried that my hard drive works and is in somewhat working condition, it now moves to the more expensive option, which is my console is starting to go out on me. So, I'm here to ask you guys a question, or your each individual opinion. I've had my 360 for 3 years. It will be 3 years in November. And it's been a very good 3 years. Haven't had any problems. Was evidently one of the 32% of people that bought 360s on launch day that didn't have a problem. So here's my dilemma. Do I wait it out and just see if this problem corrects itself? Do I try buying a new hard drive, or it looks like I should go with the new console. So if I go the new console route, I'm thinking about getting Elite because I was going to get a 120 gig hard drive anyways. So I might as well buy the Elite. And I mean, the cost of the hard drive right now is a little bit under half the cost of an Elite. And then the holiday bundle gives you two free games, whoop-de-doo. And I get another controller, you know, all that good stuff. And HDMI, updated heatsink, all that wonderful stuff that they have. And then the transfer cable, of course, I think comes with the Elite bundle, which wouldn't come with any other bundle. So I'm leaving this open.
No, you don't get a transfer cable.
You don't get the transfer cable with the Elite?
Why would you get a
No.
transfer cable if you're buying a
Yeah.
console?
That's
You
true.
get it if you buy the standalone hard drive, but they figure if you're buying the console that you don't have one,
You're
so you don't
starting
need to transfer
fresh.
nothing. So what would I have to do to get my information over?
You could probably find somebody that may have one. And for some reason, I was thinking if you bought an Elite and you needed the transfer cable,
Couldn't you
there's
mail
something
off
somewhere
something,
you
I
could go
thought?
on. You could go on Xbox.com or something and request one. They would
Let
send
me
it to you.
see.
Yeah, I believe he's right.
Let me see. All right, you guys keep talking. I'm
Well,
gonna
you can go. You can talk. I can try to find
eat.
it.
Well, here's also an option that I don't know if that this is actually gonna come to fruition, but the only reason why I would not buy an Elite is because since I work retail, Microsoft has their Expert Zone is what they call it, and you take quizzes and you could buy stuff for like half its value or more. I bought a lot of t-shirts for $2 and stuff like that. Well, right now they have it's currently out of stock and there's no way that I can get this many points, but they have the Xbox 360 Pro with a 60 gig hard drive and HDMI for 99 bucks.
Cool.
Now I can only order one of them, obviously. And it's out of stock and they're about to change their site around, and all my points are going away. So I'm hoping that they've always kind of had this bundle, but it's never been this cheap. So if I were to have enough points, I would probably go this route. And then I don't know what I'd do. For 99 bucks, I could probably end up just buying the
Yeah.
120 gig hard drive and just eating that. But I mean that's a
You
pretty
still get a
sm
60 gig with it, so.
what?
You're still getting a 60 gig drive with that one, so
Yeah.
you probably wouldn't even need to buy the 120.
Well, yeah. I don't know what I'd do. It's 'cause I'd need a transfer cable, but I wouldn't be able to request one if I'm wrong, or correct me if I'm wrong, but I wouldn't be able to request one if I bought a pro console. It'd only be an Elite, correct? Or could I get one for
I don't exactly know here. I'm looking. It says, I looked one and it says you can order a transfer cable from Microsoft for free on Xbox.com, but the link was actually broken, so.
You can always pick up a cheap memory card too. Just move stuff over one at a time if you have to.
Right.
And all you're going to have is game saves, really, because you can re-download all your stuff. If when you get your new one, you're going to want to go to Xbox.com, relicense, do the licensing transfer anyways, and then re-download everything to your new console so that you have the new license. And then all you need is your game save, so you could just go pick up a real cheap memory card.
I might just order one of these. Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. This PDF. You can this offer is only good for Xbox 360 console owners in countries where Xbox 360 is sold and authorized. Okay, so I could just
But we could move on from this topic
Yeah.
and you can figure that out later.
Well, I found a thing here. It says just a reminder for those who purchase an Xbox 360 Elite already. You fill out a migration kit order form included with your machine. Microsoft will send you a cable free of charge. It's free for a limited time.
Oh, so you have to send it back?
No, it's. I think it's no longer free.
Oh. I can figure this out.
Looks like you might have to buy one.
I can figure this.
You could probably go to a GameStop or something. They'll probably transfer it.
Yeah, and I think like Intech or something has one. But anyways, so is it worth it to get the Elite for the extra money? I mean, obviously it'd be worth it to get the $99 Pro. But if I had my option between the Pro and the Elite, $100 difference, I think $100, right? Yeah, about $100. Would you go with just wait for a sale to come around in November or December and pick up an Elite if you're in my position, or would you buy another Pro and save the money and get the 60 gig drive?
Well, if you think the next Xbox is going to be out in 2 years, you might just want to go with the Pro.
Yeah.
Well, nice, Rob.
I was in.
I just sent you a link.
Oh, the same one. Hey, thanks, buddy. No,
nice.
Well,
Yeah.
Copycat. Nah, I was in a similar situation a couple weeks back with mine. And, you know, my original system, you know, went bye-bye. So, you know, I was looking at, you know, should I get the Elite? And I was so close to actually even ordering one from Dell. And, you know, the whole deal that they had expired about 10 minutes before I got home. So I missed out on that. And, you know, I was going back and forth. And I just wound up getting an arcade system. Got the arcade, you know, $200. And I was, you know, done with it. It had a HDMI, and I just transferred everything else that I had over from my previous system. And I know the past couple of days, Dell's been having an Elite deal for about $330.
Is that still good?
I mean, that.
I'll look into it. But keep talking.
I believe so. Yeah, Dell Home. I'll check into it and see if it expired or not.
Or,
but I know it's been going on for about the past 2 days. And
but
you know,
Sam's Club has one heck of a deal: a 360 Pro with a 60 gig drive, Lego Indiana Jones, Kung Fu Panda, and Guitar Hero 3 with guitar for
$349. Wow! Wow.
And I saw another, I can't remember who it was, I'll try and find it, but there was another retailer selling 360s for like $349 as well, but it included like five or six games. And I was like, some recent games too, so I'll try to find that, get that out to you, maybe post that on our site too.
See, you know, I'm looking at Dell's right now, and they have, the nice thing is that all of them are the holiday bundles, so they include two games, which is Kung Fu Panda and Lego Indiana Jones. So, yeah. But, I don't know, it's something to think about. And hopefully my box can hang on long enough so that I can save some money. But
just hang on,
yeah,
little buddy.
That's what I said. But, yeah, right. It's definitely not good news. So, but the show must go on.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to run into our VIP section. And Sensei Woozy sent me a message, just wanted to say, hey, just like to say I love your show. So thank you, Sensei Woozy. Appreciate it.
Woo-hoo.
And right. Our second VIP is Major Spork. And first of all, on a serious note, everybody, we here at This Xbox Life would like to express our condolences to Major Spork on the loss of a dear friend. It seems that Kyle is not the only one this week to get hit with a single red light. And unfortunately for Major Spork, he's in the same dilemma that Kyle is having. So he can't get it repaired because it's only a single red light. So you should tell him it's three red lights anyway, Spork, and they'll just ship it off to him. But we're sorry to hear that, but he goes into his questions and he says, what do you think the next revolution in video games will be, or the next huge improvement? For example, if this improvement, like the Wii, We would like to steal your money, bathroom scale, aka the Wii Fit, gave you the ability to do yoga and stuff. What do you think this next revolution will be, and what would it be for, like, on real consoles like the PlayStation or Xbox? Anyone?
Tough question.
I think the next big revolution is going to be
avatars.
almost like full scale digital media. I know it's here, but it's really not considered revolutionary or an improvement yet because nobody's really doing it that much. You have your arcade games, but I'm saying like full scale. That's just what's next. I don't know what else you can make. Better graphics, better sound. I don't know.
Maybe like more and more epic digital media stories. You know, like right now we got...
Yeah, it's a good one too.
You know, it originally started with, you know, just a small storyline here and there. You know, dude's going to, like Mario is going to save the princess or something like that. And now we're getting like, you know, really like novelized storylines, you know, where, you know, you really buy into what's going on. It's almost like playing a really good book.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what might be revolutionary would be Little Big Planet.
Mm.
Yeah. Or Home.
Home's just like Second Life for consoles, though. It's already been thought of.
Or next new Xbox experience. No, that's tough to say, man. If we knew the answer to that, we would be rich people.
I kind of like Ubisoft's idea with the Tom Clancy series. Have them all like interwoven together, and
that is cool.
And like have Endwar being the command center of everything, and then your Endwar commander commands like a squad of the Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 3 game, and then inside that you have airstrikes called in from Tom Clancy Hawks, and you know, you have a bunch of different things that are supposed to be all interwoven together. You know, Splinter Cell being the cooperative side from Endwar, you know, all that kind of interwoven together. I think that's a really cool idea, and if they pull it off, which I think they can, be very revolutionary.
I like when I was playing Endwar, who the general was.
Who was it?
Did you notice that?
Who was it?
It's Mitchell.
Oh.
He's the general. When he's giving you the orders, it's General Mitchell.
Interesting.
Yeah, from Grah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool.
I can't wait for Grah 3.
Because it's set in the future, right. So
he got promoted.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that's a good point about the, you know, you're starting to get it with even Halo's doing it, the Halo 3 Recon. You got your universe, you know, they're just spreading it out. But
and I still think we're gonna see, like, a World of Warcraft, massively multiplayer game, come to the consoles because that is huge money,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
a lot of development is shifting. You know, I'm not saying the PC gaming is dying. But, you know, pirating is a big issue for the PC world, more so than the consoles. And I think a lot of developers are sliding that way, and they want to tap into that. You know, it's better revenue for them. So I think, you know, they want that massive, MMOs or whatever on a console, mm-hmm. and I think it's going to happen. Everybody said, oh, you'll never get an RTS game, and now look what we got, you know.
Right.
We got RTSs, and they're getting better every time they put out a new one, so.
Right.
Yep.
It's coming. It's just a matter of time. Right. And think about that. If Microsoft could get World of Warcraft exclusive to the 360 and Xbox Live, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And then they'll do something probably like you pay an extra $5 a month or something.
Yeah,
you know?
It ended up being cheaper than on the PC.
Can you imagine if they did it and had the voice commands that's in it more?
There you go.
Yeah,
because that's the big thing about MMOs is binding all your keys and stuff. But
well, I didn't care that much for Endwar, but that, I'll say the audio and the voice commands, it worked very well. I was very
Yeah.
impressed with how well it worked, and I think that is a step. That's
Yep.
a good thing we're going to see next.
Yeah. Problem is when you get censored and
Yeah.
it the automatic censoring deal goes wrong and you lose the game because it censors it and doesn't pick it up, that would be kind of funny.
No.
Well,
All right, well, I think that's it.
yeah, me too.
All right.
So, for all you lifers out there, please contact us through email at contact@thisxboxlife.com or visit the site thisxboxlife.com. And actually, this will be the first week I think I might throw out there like the, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, like community shout type post where if you guys want to carry on a conversation or throw us things that you want us to talk about or conversations, throw it in like one large post instead of us trying to go through multiple stories, reading like comments across the board. So it'll be one central area. It's okay to comment on other stuff, but I think it might be an easier way for us to keep, form like, I should say. But that's about it. Mark, do you want to
All
take
right.
us away?
Well, that's it. Be sure to tune in next week for another fun-filled, exciting episode of This Xbox Life. I am one of your hosts, Mark, aka Wingman709, and I'm taking off to get some much-needed sleep.
And I am Brun, BJSwick33, and I'm going to do the same. And just for Kyle's Xbox, hang in there, little buddy.
This is Kyle, aka Marnik Cow, currently in a month of grieving for my Xbox until I can get a new one, because it's very saddening. But my streak will live on. I will force my Xbox to play another day.
This is Rob bringing up the rear, and I'm probably also going to go and get some sleep here as I still reek of jet fuel and suntan lotion for my trip. So I'll catch y'all later.
Night.